Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here, everybody. I'm here. Little, what's going on, my Flynistos and my Flynistas? What's up? I know y'all are like, where has my boy Z Fly been? Like, what is really the Z? Y'all know how it is. I mean, the Z has just been, you know, just doing things, you know. So I do want to apologize for the many weeks of a non-new show, because I know a lot of times a lot of you are wanting to hear what's real hot and fresh, and a lot of times a week come and nothing's here. So I do apologize for that, but just as you know that we're working things out, trying to get everything together, so we will be here every week for you, as we're supposed to be, for my people, for my flies, you know what I'm saying? But you people are my flies, all right? You know? Now, flies mean F-L-Y-Z, okay, not F-L-I-E-S. No, you people are my flies, my F-L-Y-Z, okay? My Flynistas and my Flynistos, all right? All right, y'all, so welcome to the show. Y'all know I'm about to keep it real hot and fresh for y'all. I'm about to give y'all the 311. We have a very great show today. I have the associate producer of the Broadway play The Lion King. He's going to be here, but he has a lot of things going on. He's going to be throwing putting together a youth program this summer in Harlem, New York. That it's going to be all about the youth. Okay, so he's going to be telling us about that. You know, a lot of things going on. You know, as far as getting the youth off the streets and put them in programs that really matters. You know, so he's going to be here a little later. I'm going to be playing some music for you. Got some Drunk Off the Juice for you. Today's going to be a really easy breezy show. So we're going to get it started with, y'all know how we do. We got them busters and those skeezers. But right now, I also want to let you know that also definitely be sure to hit me up at 646-200-3136. That's how you'll be able to chat with me this live show, because y'all know I'm bringing y'all the lunch, okay? Bring y'all the lunch special. So definitely hit me up at 646-200-3136. And hit me up on Twitter, because y'all know Twitter is where it's at. Everybody be up on Twitter at the Nook, okay? And I'm no different. I'm on Twitter as well. So at Real Hot Fresh. All right, y'all. But let's go ahead and get this show started with the Bustas and the Skeezas. This week, I want to talk to the youth about the bullying. As you know, bullying is one thing that I really like to stand up and talk about. I'm really against bullying. You know, it's just so aware of how in this day and time that bullying is so much more. It's like it's more aware to people, and I guess to teachers and parents, than it was maybe years ago. You know, there's all kinds of campaigns about bullying and everything. So I really am happy to see how bullying, you know, how people are stepping up to try to stop bullying in school or wherever. And if you are a bully, you know, really look at yourself and figure out why are you bullying people? Because they're different than you, because they don't do what you do, or they don't believe in what you believe in, they don't act the way you act. Well, why do a person have to do all those things to make you happy? Why do you have to bully them? You know, it to me is really simple. If you don't like a certain people, how they are, how they act, how they talk, how they dress, or whatever it may be, just don't be around them. Why do you feel the need to have to destroy them, to make their self-esteem so low, to talk about them? I don't understand why is it so important. You know, if you see somebody that you just can't stand that much, act like they don't even exist. It's really that simple. I do it every day. There's a lot of people that I don't really care for, but I don't go around bullying them and talking about them and, you know, trying to make them feel like they're less than. Now, who am I? You know what I'm saying? They're people who don't like me. So, you know, so my thing is for the people who are the bully, and the reason I'm not, and you know what, and in this Busta and Skeezer, I'm going to talk to only the bully, because a lot of times people like to talk to the ones who've been bullied, but they never talk to the bully. I believe in talking to the bully, because if you get the bully under control, then there won't be any bullying. You feel me? So once again, if you see people at school or whoever, wherever you are, you know, your little social group, and you don't like a certain type of people or whatever, guess what? You don't hang around them. You don't have to pick at them. You don't have to talk about them. You don't have to tease them or you know, kill them or beat them up. You just simply stay away from them. It's that simple. Why? Because one thing you want to be Busta and Skeezer free. Okay? So y'all just remember that the next time y'all want to bully somebody and talk about them and ridicule them. You know, and another thing, you know, I know a lot of times, like, if you're very popular in school or, like, you know, everybody likes you, sometimes you can't put yourself in the one being bullied situation, because you have friends and people love you. So you can't put yourself in that position. But if you just sit down and think and be quiet for a while, imagine what it would be like to not have friends, to have people talk about you, to have people hate you because of your beliefs or the way you dress or whatever it may be. Just think about being alone and nobody likes you. So next time you talk about somebody, think about how that person might feel. That's if you can take yourself out of your own situation, your own position. Okay? All right, y'all. There you have it. I'm your boy Z-Fly. We're about to go into a commercial. When we get back, I'm going to go ahead and get into some down the pole. My down the pole question to this time is, you know, with so many terrorist attacks that have been happening recently, you know, with the Boston bombing the years ago, with the 911, and then also just other little scare tactics here and there from a few silent bombs in Times Square. This stuff has just been happening. You know, do you feel that America should, you know, kind of tighten up with the type of Muslims that they let into the country? Well, that's a down-the-pole question. Well, we're going to talk about it. I have a few of your responses to that question, and I'm going to read them live on the show. That's all coming up next. You are keeping it real hot and fresh on FLY Radio.
Is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
Sure to hit me up on my Twitter. Y'all know at Real Hot Fresh is where it's at on Twitter. All right, that was TLC's No Scrubs. That's right. It is now 1:13. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. And remember, be sure to stick around because I have a very special interview with Aubrey Lynch II coming up very soon, telling us all about the youth program and much more about his time on the Lion King Broadway edition. All right, y'all, but let's go ahead and get into Down the Pole. And like I was telling you, my down-the-pole question this week, it was, it was, you know, with so many terrorist attacks that has been happening recently, you know, in America, you know, do you feel that Americans, or not Americans, but America should get, you know, should tighten up on the Muslims that come into America? Now, as I know, I mean, my thing is this right here. Now, Muslim is a religion, so not actually the religion, but just, I guess, the type of people, because, you know, we all have to be real. Let's be real here. Every time there's a terrorist attack, there's a certain type of people who are doing it, you know. It's not, you know, it's a certain type of people, you know, it's from whatever country they're from, and, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and talk. I'm not going to talk too much because I'm not really familiar with Muslim or being a Muslim or that religion, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But I do think that, you know, that I don't know if this is their religion, but we all know that those people, you know, they don't mind killing themselves to get their point across. You know, if they want to blow up a whole section or something, if it means killing themselves, they'll do it. You know, so and as we know, they have done it many times before. So I mean, so the question, you know, it's kind of walking on a red line or whatever. But the fact is the fact. You know, I don't believe that, you know, try not to hurt nobody's feelings, that we can ignore something. Because why are you trying not to hurt nobody's feelings? Because you don't want to blame, I guess, a whole religion or a whole nationality of people on something that others are doing. But at the same time, you still got to, I feel like you got to, you know, you have to kind of be smart. For example, like other countries, you know, they don't let so much happen before they finally cut it off. You know, I mean, I feel like in another country, if Americans was going over to another country bombing and killing people, that country would stop Americans from getting into that country. You know, so that's what I'm saying. You know, I feel like in America, we try not to be, I guess, racist or prejudiced. But it's not really about being prejudiced or racist. It's like, but if something has been happening to a certain type of people, then from a certain type of people, then you would somewhat, I guess, try to stop it in a way. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it may not be fair to those who are not doing it, but the thing is, you don't know who is and you don't know who ain't. So it's just about, you have to be safe. You know, like kind of like whenever, you know, like when you're in school and maybe you got two, you know, like maybe the teacher said, okay, we're all gonna go out. You know, we're all gonna go on this field trip, and maybe you got two or three people who are always laughing and playing and just disrupting the class. So, you know, sometimes some teachers, you know, they could say, okay, we know nobody, we're not going on this field trip because y'all keep talking too much. Even though it may not be every single student in the class, but every single student got to suffer because of those ones who, you know, who was bad. So I just feel like that we got to tighten up somewhere, because, you know, if you just keep allowing things and, you know, because you don't want to pick and choose the wrong people, then certain things may just keep happening. That's just what I'm saying. You know, so that's how I feel. I feel like America should tighten up. I feel that if it was another race or another type of people who was, you know, doing certain things, that America would tighten up on them and, you know, try to stop it the best they could. I'm going to go to Twitter and see what you all think about this. So remember, the question is, do you feel America should tighten up on the amount of Muslims that they let into the country due to all the recent terrorist attacks? So I have Emi999 said yes, and tighten up on Buddhists, Jehovah's Witnesses, and any other religion as well. And don't forget to suspend every Muslim here. He also says, to make it clear, I am Muslim, and I hate nothing more than fanatism and radicalism. He said, live and let live. Have a nice day. Okay. I have Poochie7060 said, no, I think the U.S. should tighten up on anyone coming into the USA. Anyone. I think it continued. Anyone can be, let me see what she said. She said, anyone can be a threat, regardless of religious reference. Okay, and you know, and I definitely agree with that. You know, like I said, I don't know. I think America is just trying to be so lenient, and so I don't know what they're trying to be, but I feel like because it used to be really tough to get into America. You had to have this and that and the third. Now there's so many immigrants who are in America who are illegal, and there's just so many people over here. And they're right. She's right. You don't know who's over here. And I just feel like, when you have a country, you just can't let any and everybody in. I mean, what's the whole point of having the people on the border if you just can't let anybody in? Okay, I'm just saying. All right, let me read some more. Okay, I have I am Zara Elise said, I came from Islam religion, and half my family is Muslim. We're all American. Religion has nothing to do with crazy people. Okay, I have Blacksican Unfazed She said, the United States should tighten up on everyone coming into our country. And then I have Juice God Beats. He said, heck no. Well, he didn't really say that, but that's the edited version. But anyway, so those are some of your thoughts on, you know, about people coming into America. So some of you feel that, a lot of you feel that America should tighten up on anybody that's coming over, you know, and I do too. You know, I mean, whenever, because these are not little things. You know, these are things that's really big. Like 9/11 was big. You know, the Boston thing was big. You know, all the other stuff that tried to happen with the thing in Washington. I can't, the Pentagon. You know, what tried to happen to that? You know, and then I think recently somebody has sent like anthrax to the president recently. I mean, these are recently attacks on our country from people from other countries. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I know they say America's the land of the free, but everybody don't like this country, and they're trying to take people out. And it's like, how do you really protect the real American people from these terrorists? You know, that's a big question. You know, obviously they don't know, they don't have the answer, obviously, but yeah. All right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and take another break. That was Down the Pole, and thank you so much for your comments on that poll. And, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and keep this going. When I get back, I got some drink off the juice for you. I'm definitely going to be talking about the celebrities and what I think about them, and it's going to be good. So make sure you stay tuned. You are keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly on the FLY radio.
Yeah, yeah. Rashida, baby. Okay, I'm going to play around a little bit. All right. Okay, look, I got that great, fruity pepper sweet, yeah. He running after me like a track meet, he call me Juicy Roll, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta guess me, ooh. My pillow top game so superior, so I leave the store with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it best, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. I'm Cheetah, the Nookie Diva, and it gets wetter than Lake Geneva, and then we role play, I just won an Oscar, in your drink like I graduated from Harvard, full scholarship, here, follow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holla minute sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down. Wanna play it. Small waist, pretty face, and my booty round. Am not I here in my zone like a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. What a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Don't come around with that line, I seen you before. When you know damn well I got my own TV show. Now that's some boss shit, I got my own everything. And I can put it down, made him pull a hamstring.
FLY Radio is in your ear, and we are now keeping it real hot and fresh for the lunch hour on Tuesday, May the 7th, or the 6th, I don't know what day it is, but anyway, the point is, I know we're keeping it real hot and fresh, and right now, y'all know it's time for you to get drunk off the juice with your latest celebrities gossip. All right, y'all, so now, how many of y'all, you know, okay, now, as y'all know, the Real Housewives of Atlanta season is over. You know, it was a three-part reunion with a bonus episode of, like, Secrets Revealed. But then also, as y'all know, Andy Cohen of Bravo, he did a one-on-one with Nene Leakes. And, you know, now I watched half of it, and You know, basically, Nene Shooter's dishing on the other housewives and what she thinks about the show, and, you know, and then, you know, how she feels to where, like when she first started, and then, you know, five seasons later, here she is now, you know, but Nene, she's always been, like, very, you know, she say what's on her mind, she don't hold back. But the thing about Nene that is like kind of wild me is she always seems to forget. Like, she started a lot of stuff too. You know, as you know, if you watch the show, she was talking about how, like, Sheree, you know, always started stuff and Kim this. But Nene, I remember. I mean, anybody who's a true watch, or you know, who truly watches the Atlanta Housewives, know that Nene would start a lot of stuff with the ladies as well. But somehow she always, you know, make it sound like she's the nice one and, you know, she hasn't really done anything. But, I mean, just being so blunt is, like, a fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, some people may say, well, oh, you know, be real, tell it like it is. But you know what? It's one thing to be real and tell it like it is, but if you're being, like, inconsiderate to others' feelings, then, no, that's not good. Like, you can't just say anything and expect people to accept it because now you feel good. You got it off your chest, but now you got them feeling bad because you just told them that they A through Z. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. She's a mess. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, as y'all know, her divorce is supposedly finally, you know, complete. So, you know, that was just a year and a half of a long mess. You know, I think a lot of people are really falling out of favor of Kim Kardashian. Me personally, I never really cared for the Kardashians at all. But I read a lot of reports and see a lot of stuff that people really don't care about. You know, the Kardashians. You know, basically, Kim is with Kanye, but a lot of people think that they're not going to get married. He just wanted a baby. You know, and that's what he's going to get. So nobody really cares about them. As y'all know, okay, moving on, Reese Witherspoon, as y'all know, you probably heard that she got arrested in Atlanta recently. And then, you know, allegedly, her husband was driving, and they've both been drinking, allegedly. And I pulled him over because Reese's husband supposedly went into the wrong lane. So, you know, they had to stop that. So, you know, so then the cops stop him, and he's like, okay, you know, whatever. Reese, you know, I guess, you know, because, you know, when you get alcohol, you get a little bold. She gets out of the car, and she's like, oh, you know who I am? And that didn't help her case because they both got arrested, you know. So, you know, it's funny how, like, a lot of times these movie stars or whoever, these celebrities, they feel like, you know, oh, I'm a celebrity. You don't arrest me. But, yeah, they do. They do arrest you. They arrest you. And that's what happened. They arrested you. Okay? Now, how many of y'all are watching American Idol? As y'all know, Amber, the black girl, you know, skinny black girl, she went home last week. And I don't know. I felt some type of way because I felt like she was one of the ones who really grown with this season. You know, her vocals was really improving. You know, she was really, because, you know, I think she was really listening to the, you know, the comments that Nicki Minaj would give her. And I think Amber really did good. But, you know, as they say, I don't know, it's America's vote. So I guess that's how America wanted it to be. But as you know, they still have, I think it's the top three, so you got Candace. I can't even think of the other two girls, but the other two white girls, you know what I mean. I know Cree, Candace, and I can't think of the other girl. Is it Amber? I don't know if it's Amber. But anyway, but the point, no, not Amber, because Amber was a black girl. The point is, there's three girls now, so we're just going to see who's going to win. I mean, you know, everybody kept saying that they wanted American Idol to be a female winner, and it's obviously going to be a female winner this year, just depending on who it's going to be. So now, what do y'all think about the judges, particularly, you know, Mariah and Nicki? Now, I'm really surprised to see that, you know, throughout this whole year, you know, and most of the time, you would think that, like, you know, they would sit the girls in the inside, but Mariah and Nicki has really been separated by Randy. You know, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, I don't know. One thing that I like about these reality shows is that it really shows you how these celebrities really are. But, you know, back in the day, before these reality TV shows, you know, maybe not everybody, but, you know, a lot of times you may think that, like, celebrities, they just automatically got along. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, they're all in the same field. They're celebrities. You know what I'm saying? So you always think, oh, you know, they're probably all friends. You know, they're probably all party together. They all like each other, you know. But we kind of find out that's not the case. Like, a lot of celebrities, they really don't like each other. And then they really let it, you know, they really reveal it on these reality TV shows. So I think that that's, like, really one thing that's, like, really just interesting to see on these reality TV shows. So also, speaking of reality TV, as y'all know, Divorce is really popping with Usher and the other lady, the hips don't lie, I can't think of her name. But, you know, I think they're really making Divorce very interesting this year. Usher, specifically Usher, I think he's really, you know, a lot of people had doubts about him. You know, they thought he was just going to be like some little pretty boy that comes up there and not really say anything. But I think that Usher is really showing that, yeah, he has what it takes to be a judge and be very entertaining on Divorce. So kudos to Usher and kudos to everybody else on Divorce. And everybody, you are now drunk off the juice. All right, y'all. So we're still live here with Keeping It Raw and Fresh Show. FLY Radio is in your ear. So let's go ahead and switch gears. Now, as I was telling y'all earlier, that this summer, you know, now, as y'all know, now summer has always been, like, you know, a fun time, especially for kids. But, you know, but this year, you know, it will, you know, things are going to be switched. It's going to be switched up a little bit because not only will kids be having fun this year, well, also we're going to include experience that they can always take home for a lifetime. Now, from Harlem, New York City, the arts and the performing arts program, which has Mr. Aubrey Showcase, it launches this summer. But now it's going to be so big that, I mean, you're going to want to have your kids in this program, trust me. Now, to give us all the 311, you know, that's going to be going down, will be the founder and the director, also a Broadway associate producer, or actually a former Broadway associate producer of The Lion King, which will be Aubrey Lynch II. And you know what? With no further ado, I would love to welcome Aubrey Lynch II to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. Welcome, Aubrey. How are you today? Let me try it again. Hey, Aubrey, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Yep.
Okay, great. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, with 311.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, some people get in the 411, but we get in the 311 on this show. So it's really good to have you here on the show. Now, like for me, I always love to start at the beginning. Now, you know, from the Alvin Alley American Dance Theater on to the Disney.
Hello?
Hello, Aubrey?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, there's technical difficulty there.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay, so basically, you know, like you've been in a lot of theater. So now, what point and age in your life did you know that, you know, you want to be in theater?
Well, you know, like a lot of people, I didn't realize you could actually make a living doing it. I'm from a very small town in Michigan, and I was always taught to go to school, and I was a straight-A student and had gotten a chemistry major to the University of Michigan. My father had gotten a PhD in philosophy and assumed that I was going to get my PhD in science. He said there were not enough black people in the sciences. I was like, dance, but I didn't know that you could make a living doing it. So it wasn't until I actually moved to New York City and did not finish my chemistry degree, I left to go on an Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater scholarship to New York, did I realize that you could make a living, that I wanted to do it. So I was actually much, much older than most dancers.
Oh, wow. Okay, very interesting. Yeah, I always love to, you know, like, just, you know, like, what actually inspired people to actually do what they do. Now this summer, you're actually launching, is it the Mr. Aubrey Showcase that you're launching, the summer program?
Yes, I am. I have had a lot of experience training kids as I worked with The Lion King for 11 years, traveling around the world as associate producer. And I have really been moved by how profoundly the art affects kids and how it affected me. It changed my entire life. I mean, I've been to 40 countries because I actually took dance and studied music and all the things that I did. So I asked myself, how can I give that to more kids and how can I really focus the learning so it's not just about becoming a professional, but it's also about using the arts in your everyday life and teaching discipline and self-confidence and higher self-esteem. And so this summer I put together a program where the kids and I will build a show together, but we'll also be focusing on life lessons that are important to them to be successful in their everyday lives as students and as professionals in the future, not necessarily as performers, even though some kids do go on to perform professionally as well.
Wow. Okay, now with all that being said, so I guess like what separates your youth program from other youth programs that are out there for children?
Well, this is going to be a very highly professional environment. A lot of camps and intensives tend to just focus around fun, and those are very important. You have to go to the pool, you got to go to the park, and all that. But I also think that there's what we call serious fun, which is that we can focus on what is a real professional deal with. What do they have to deal with every day on Broadway, trying to become vocalists or singers or rap artists? What do they do? So the program, it will be a professional environment. I'm going to be bringing in people from Broadway and from film and television to meet the kids and work with the kids. I'll be bringing a lot of child artists. Actually, two of my students last year booked The Lion King, so they're in The Lion King right now, and they're going to come in and meet with the kids. They're 10 years old, so it's fun to have kids do peer-to-peer. So I create an environment that has a professional environment. They're going to learn the real thing. It will be fun, of course, but I think if you hold kids to the highest standard, they will always rise to it. So that's what it is. Hello?
Aubrey, are you here?
Yes, I'm there.
Lord, I don't know why. You know what? This ain't even funny right now. But I bet I know technical difficulties. I don't know what is. I don't know. But
did you get that last answer?
No. Give me the last
sure.
part real quick. Thank you.
Sure, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I think what makes the camp different is that a lot of summer camps and a lot of intensives are really based on fun. There's nothing wrong with that. We should be having fun. You got to go to the park, the pool, and all that. But I do, in my intensive, it's very important that kids experience a highly professional environment. They understand what it's like to be in a real Broadway show, what half-hour call means, what it means to be on time, stand up straight, how to actually turn your art into making money. I will also be bringing in professionals that are on Broadway now and on TV shows. Well, my friends that work professionally in the business that I've worked with are going to come in and meet the kids. There are two boys that I recently got into the Broadway company of The Lion King, and
uh-huh.
they're 10 years old, and they're going to come and visit the kids. I think it's important for kids to experience the peer-to-peer energy, that they understand that it's not some dream, you know, in Hollywood far, far away years to come. You can be on Broadway right now. And even if that's not your dream, it's been fun to experience what it's like right now. So that's the main difference, is the professional environment and the people that I'll be bringing in, and of course my experience too.
Exactly. Now you were an original cast member of the Broadway musical on The
yes.
Lion King, and then of course you know you later transitioned to, you know, as a choreographer and then an associate producer.
Right.
Now for one thing, I just need to know, performing on one of the most popular plays in the world, like how was that for you? I mean The Lion King is known all over. I know people from the moon who want to come see The Lion King, you know. So how was that for you, you know, just performing in like one of the most popular plays that there is?
Well, I think what was so incredible about the performance was that we, at the time when we first did it, because I was in the original cast, we didn't know that it was going to be a phenomenon. You couldn't have known that it was going to explode and be all over the world. So we were just doing what we do, and that's what made the show so amazing. All the people involved were always doing their best, using to the limit of their ability. And then, of course, looking back now, I'm just so grateful. I just live in gratitude because I go, how did that happen? You know, I went to an audition that had 2,000 people in it, and I was one of 7 men chosen. That was the first feat, and then by coincidence, or some cosmic coincidence, that it would become the biggest show in the world and be in all of these countries and have me travel to 20 countries as a result of that experience. So I have to pinch myself sometimes, and I also believe that that's why I feel responsible to give that experience back to the community that needs it. Our kids in Harlem and in our urban cities deserve the best art. They deserve to have the same opportunities that I have, that everybody in other places has, and I think that this camp and the teachers that I'll be bringing in are going to be delivering that to the kids.
Cool. Now, I do have a few questions for Twitter. One question is, they want to know, what character did you play in The Lion King?
Yeah, I was a dance ensemble, which meant I was the lead gazelle. I changed costumes 19 times, and so I was
wow.
everything from a warthog to a mouse. I was a blade of grass. I was a flying dancing vine. I was all of that. It was quite an endurance test every night, 8 shows a week. Yeah.
Cool. Another question is, one lady from Las Vegas, Nevada, she said that are they still having the performance of Lion King? She said she tried to get tickets, but she didn't see anything that was available.
Yes, it's still running on Broadway. It's been running on Broadway for 15 years, and it probably will run for 15 more. And there's also a national tour that tours around the country as well. There's also, I believe, 10 other companies all over the world and other countries right now playing Lion King.
Cool.
In different languages.
The last question is, one lady wants to know, are you familiar with the original creator, Julie Taymor, of the animated movie?
Well, Julie Taymor was the original director of the Broadway show. The original producer of the Lion King movie was Thomas Schumacher and Peter Schneider, who I both know very, very well. And Julie, of course, is a friend for the last 15 years because we worked together in Lion King. She's an amazing woman, inspirational, a true, true visionary. I would follow her anywhere.
Cool. Okay, so now let's get back into this youth program. So
yeah.
now what are some of the feedback that, you know, you receive from the students?
Well, I think what's amazing to me is more importantly than the feedback themselves is that I really get deeply concerned. I'm concerned that our young people are seeing all this violence. I mean, we've literally turned to bombs and guns and craziness. And I think we need a place to point all of that passion and all of that energy. And
uh-huh.
I find that kids that work with me, that have worked with me in the past, they literally transform in a matter of weeks. I've had kids that were afraid to talk and were very timid and afraid and shy, in a matter of 4 weeks become the most popular kids in the room. I've had kids that were being bullied at school have so much confidence, they almost become the bully. I got to say, okay, you got to chill out. Chill out.
Exactly.
I mean, art has a profound way of focusing what is most personal, what's most beautiful about us. And when you give the opportunity to kids, it really can make magic. So I think that as we cut the programs out of our schools, we have to find places for them to do art. Because if we don't have art, then there's no way to connect the dots for reading, math, and science. You need it all. I think it's as important as learning to read. It's important as history. Because without inspiring creativity, we can't solve our problems, even with numbers and reading.
Exactly. Now, just make sure I'm correct. Now, did you do anything like, you know, with this, or is this your first, would it be your first summer?
Well, this will be the first summer with Mr. Arby Show Kids. I have done many, I've taught at many arts programs around the world. I've worked at many other organizations, but I feel like it's time for me to kind of step out there and create my own version so that I can make sure that all the philosophy that I believe about art and about how performance can transform young people to put my money where my mouth is and make it happen for real with my name on it.
Exactly. And you know, one thing, I highly commend you on this. You know, just like you said, you know, there are so many kids who want to do something, you know, but a lot of times they don't have the outlet or they don't know, you know,
how
to get into. Yeah,
yes,
they don't
right.
know.
I didn't know. I had no idea that people got paid for dancing. It looks fun. So I thought no one got paid for it. So you can make money and have fun. You can do what you love to do and make money. You can actually make a living doing this kind of thing. And even if you don't want to do it professionally, it really does enrich your life. The way you stand, the way you show up on time, your presentation, the way that you speak, the way you feel about yourself when you enter a room, when you go to a job interview, all of that stuff can be traced back to having positive experiences with performance and art. It just does. And I know this for true. I'm here because of it, and that's I'm determined to make sure that the world has a piece of that in this camp.
Also, you know, does your program. Whoa.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. What's up?
Now?
Hello? I lost you.
Okay.
I'm hearing static. Hello? Hello?
Aubrey?
Yes, I'm back yet.
Aubrey, you know, this is the keeping it real hot and ghetto show, okay? Lord have mercy.
Sometimes it bees like that, brother man. Sometimes it bees like that.
I know. But, real quick, tell everybody, you know, how they can get involved, the numbers and the prices and all that good stuff.
Right. Well, all you've got to do is go to my website. It's aubreylynch.com, A-U-B as in boy, R-E-Y-L-Y-N-C-H, or you can call 718-612-9386, and all the information is there. It starts July 8th through August 2nd. We are in opening registration now. You can join for the full intensive, which I recommend, because the full intensive gets a performance at the very end, which will be on August 2nd. That's $900. For the whole summer. That's from 1 to 5, Monday through Friday. And we have 2-week sessions as well, which would be from July 8th to the 19th or the 22nd to the August 2nd, and that's $500. And there is a 10% discount if you join before June 1st and pay in full. And if people are having financial difficulties, I'm happy to consider other ways to have reduced tuition or scholarships. I do not want any child to be turned away because of money. I want to fill this camp with kids that want to love art, and I'll find the money somewhere else. But, of course, obviously, I want to pay tuition. But it should be a fun time.
Cool. All right, everybody. Well, you heard it right there. Aubrey Lynch, the second. I want to thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with me.
Thank you. No
and,
problem.
And I definitely hope and I believe that this show and this youth program will really be a big success in Harlem, because just like you said, you know, you are giving so many kids the opportunity to really, you know, let their dreams come true. So, like I said, I commend you on that. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm proud, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And the camp is for ages 8 to 17, because they didn't say that, 8 to 17.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all, there you have it. Oh, boy. Okay, everybody, yeah, y'all know these technical difficulties are cray, cray. Okay, but look, we're going to try to get through the last 10 minutes of this show. All right, y'all, so definitely hold on, because I'm going to get into some more music. But when I get back, and that's actually the show. We're going to get into some 10 ways that you ghetto. And then, yeah, definitely 10 ways you know you ghetto, okay? So we're going to get into that, and I'll be back after these messages. Remember, hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. All right, let's get into some T-Boss Champion.
Crying out, still close to giving up, feeling weak. didn't even get an answer. I tried to call, but God wouldn't let me die. And I'm sitting here with this blank expression.
Information. I'll just let you know, if you were still wondering about the last part of his of what he was saying, you know, just let you know that Miss Aubrey Shirky's summer art and performance program starts this summer. Session A is July the 8th from July the 19th, and that's $250 per week, so it's a $500 total. And Session B is from July the 22nd to August the 2nd. It's also $250 per week. That's a $500 total. But if you want your kids to go through the whole summer, that'll be from July 8th to August the 2nd. That'll be $225 per week, and that'll be a $900 total. So it's pretty much worth it. You know, like I said, your child's going to be so much better. They're going to learn dance, and they're going to learn to act, and learn to design, and learn to perform. And then there's rewards. You know, after the final performance, the most committed and motivated students will be offered scholarships to be applied to the Art Institute of their choice, as well as scholarships to return to the intensive next year. So it's a really great program. I truly wish them the best. Remember that it is for students or children ages 8 to 17 years old. So, yeah, let's get it in. So I just want to thank him again for stopping by and giving us all that great information. I want to thank you all for your comments on down. Oh my goodness! Whenever a show is live, you'll hear anything. But anyway, thank you all for your comments on Down the Pole, and also thank you for everybody who tunes in and listens to my show. All right. So right now, you know how we close the show with 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. And definitely, I know that I say tune in next week, and that sometimes whenever next week comes, there's no show. But I'm going to definitely try to have a show for you next Tuesday, okay? So definitely tune in, okay? But let's get into 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. All right, number 10. You know you ghetto if your mattress is on the floor. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you have two different styles of rims on your car. Oh, that just brings down, like, the look of the car. That's ugly. Number 8, you know you ghetto if you use paper towels for toilet paper. Ooh, now, that's not nice. That is not comfortable. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you have a Skittle color weave on your head. I've seen that. I've seen this girl. Okay, like orange, yellow, blue, purple, all in one weave. Not pretty. Number 6, you know you ghetto if you drive an Escalade and you're on food stamps. Don't know how that happened. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you have to look down at the TV because it's on the floor. Well, my TV was on the floor recently because I didn't have a TV stand. So I was looking down on the floor at my TV. So I guess I'm ghetto. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you think the shampoo suds clean your feet in the shower. You gotta wash them mugs. Number 3, you know your mama ghetto if she cooks supper, then leaves it on the stove with a pan over it to spoil. I seen people do that. I mean, I know people who cook a good meal and leave it on the stove just to spoil. Number 2, you know you ghetto if you stand at your grandma's cause you call your mama in jail for bad checks. And number 1, if you're unsure of if you're in the ghetto or a good neighborhood, this is how you can tell. If there's a Starbucks coffee shop on every corner, you're more likely in a decent neighborhood. But if there's an ABC store on every block, you already know. Okay? So, I don't need to tell you the rest. So thank you so much for tuning in. So keep it raw and fresh. Remember, I do dish you the lunch special every Tuesday, more than likely every Tuesday, on the FL Live Network. Tune in next week. I'll be back. All right, y'all. For right now, I'm out of here until next week. Peace. We'll be right back.